Well, we got the news we were looking for. The NBA season is set to start. The 2020-21 season is going to start December 22nd. Michael Bolton.
Let's get to it.
Let's get to it, indeed.
You are Locked On Fantasy Basketball, your daily fantasy basketball podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Podcast brought to you by Basketball Monster. My name is Josh Lloyd and I am the lead fantasy analyst at basketballmonster.com and at Yahoo Sports Australia. And you can find me on Twitter as always at redrock_Beeble and on Instagram at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Well, we've got the news today that the NBA season, as I guess expected, is going to restart or start, start on December 22nd, which is 7 weeks away. It's really bloody soon. We are going to get the NBA season kicking off a 72-game schedule. It's to put the NBA sort of back on track to their usual schedule. So, no, they're not going to play through summer. I always hated that idea. I think the league realized it was a bad idea when they tried to do it this year. So, we're going to go back to our usual October to July early June schedule for the 2021-2022 season, and we're starting earlier. We're shaving 10 games off. We're going to have minimal capacity at games. There's going to be a drop in the escrow for players in terms of their salary. The salary cap's going to stay pretty similar. All these details still got to be worked out exactly, but we're having basketball back on December 22nd with a 72-game regular season. Now, there's going to be questions abounding, so let's get through as many questions as I can think of that you guys have at this point. First question, when is Basketball Monster opening and you're going to have projections out? Well, I don't know because that's not true. I tell you when I'm going to have it. I'm going to do my absolute best. I'm going to bust my ball sack to get them done, the projections done, so that we can open at 1st of December, probably at the latest is what I would hope. But remember, in order for me to do projections and rankings or whatever else you want, I have to know which team the players are playing for. I can't go out here and sit down and do projections now when 150 players could change teams, draft, people get drafted, people get traded, like who knows what's going to happen with these players. So I have to wait until the NBA draft on November 18th. Free agency will begin as soon as possible after the draft and training camps will start December 1st. So roster movement will pretty much be done by December 1st. So in that November 18th to November 25th, 28th sort of period is when free agency will be going on and draft will happen. And that is when all the players will be joining their teams and I'll be sitting here at the bloody computer cranking out the projections, writing articles, preparing podcasts and videos for you guys as well. So that is when all that stuff will come out. Should have it done by December 1st and then ready to go. And then we're 3 weeks before the season. So it's going to be crammed in. The next question is, Josh, when is ESPN and Yahoo going to open their drafts? I don't know. I haven't heard from any of these companies when they'll do that, but there is no point doing a draft now. There's no point doing a mock draft now when literally we don't know who these players, what team they're going to be on. So I would imagine, as I am sort of aiming for, is December 1st, that they will open their sites up December 1st, and then you're going to have to really power through to get your drafts done in that three-week period. It's doable. Set your draft date now, but I wouldn't set it before December 1st because that's 10-day period after free agency. The players are settled. We've got projections out, articles out, information's coming out, and then we can get things ready to go. Maybe they start things November 25th, but I'd say December 1st is a great time to start, and then your training camp kickoff and some preseason games, a couple mixed in there. Your ideal drafting time is going to be between, say, December 12th and December 20th. That's going to be your best drafting type period. And that's what I know from here in terms of those guys. So I don't know when they're going to open. That is my guess. That is what I would suggest that they would do. That's what I'm going to be doing with my projections, getting them out as quickly as possible. In terms of what I am doing, in terms of content on this channel and with the podcast. Now, normally what we do is we do free agency. I normally go away in June and July, have time off, come back, and then in August, I'm cranking it up. We do a few little podcasts and then we get into 30 team previews, which takes us four or five weeks of action. We do a ton of mock drafts. We do sleepers. We do not busts, we do busts, we do breakouts, we do how to auction, mock drafts for auctions, for snake drafts, for head-to-head, for roto, for points leagues. We do how to auction, how to punt, how to snake draft, how to value turnovers, how to value points leagues. We do all of that sort of stuff, and you know what? None of that's going to change, except I'm not going to do the team preview podcast. That is 30 podcasts, which take a lot of time, and I just don't have the days. I'm not even going to have 30 days in between free agency and the start of the season. So those team preview podcasts won't be happening this season. What we will do, of course, is be doing everything else. Sleepers, busts, breakouts, rookies, second, third year, fourth year players, positional tiers with Matt Smith. We're going to be doing that. We're going to be doing ADP battles. We're going to be doing how to auction, how to punt, how to snake, how to points league. All of those videos are going to be coming back. Go back and look if you're on this YouTube channel, or go to the podcast feed. Have a look at the videos I did starting from the 1st of August last year through to October 20th or whatever it was. Vast majority of those shows are going to be pushed through this year. Now, normally I do 5 shows a week. I might do 7. I might have 8 shows a week to try and get this content in, but the content is still going to come. What does this mean with a compressed schedule? Yes, there is going to be resting. Players and teams that push through to the end, the Heat and the Lakers, they haven't had all that much time off. But a lot of these guys haven't been doing jack shit since March. Other teams eliminated in the middle of August, others at the start of September. Most teams, apart from the last 4, really the last 2, have had a decent chunk of time off. So LeBron, he's probably going to sit out some games. Danny Green, Anthony Davis, probably going to have some rests. Miami, Jimmy Butler, not sure he's really going to have some rests. Not really sure who else on the Heat, maybe Goran Dragic. The compressed schedule, we don't know yet. But there might be a situation where there are a few more back-to-back. So we have to watch for guys like Joel Embiid, for guys like Kawhi Leonard, where they're going to sit in terms of that. But we don't know what that's going to mean in terms of the schedule, because the NBA most likely is going to try and do things a little bit smarter. Whether that is, and one of the proposals, and I don't know if this is accurate, one of the proposals I heard was that teams in the Eastern Conference only play Eastern Conference teams, and teams in the West only play in the West, and you just play a lot more games against those teams, almost like a National and American League baseball sort of scenario, so that when you go out to play against Kawhi and the Clippers, you play games against, you know, 3 games against the Clippers and 3 against the Lakers, and then you go up and you play against the Kings and the Warriors, and you're in California for 3 weeks and you play those teams all that way. And maybe that limited travel and you increase longer homestands and road trips where you're in the same area, maybe that helps. But I don't really think that changes much for guys like Kawhi and Embiid, because it's about, you know, playing the games and getting that right recovery. And so we have to see. Normally it's about 10 to 14 back-to-backs that teams have a season. We'll see how that number pans out. Does it turn into 17? Will we get back-to-back-to-backs? I think they'd want to avoid that. That's what we had in the last lockout shortened season. I hope we can avoid that. We'll get a lot of 3 and 4 nights. I'm pretty sure that'll happen. But it's the back-to-backs that we really want to look at there in terms of these players. So I think the thing we have to really watch here is the status of LeBron, mainly, early on games, and the back-to-backs for those players. Porzingis, Westbrook, Kawhi, those guys who sat out a lot of back-to-backs, and of course Kristaps is coming back from another knee surgery. I think he'll be ready to go close to the start of the season is what I've heard, but he's going to sit out some back-to-backs. So that's something we're going to have to pay attention to. That's going to have an impact in head-to-head leagues. We're going to have to look to see what the schedule actually looks like in terms of an end date, and then working out when the best time is to finish fantasy leagues. That's going to be a key thing for us to look at as well, and then try and judge you where team schedules fall. And we're going to have videos on all of that stuff as well. But in general, I like to finish my fantasy season 3 to 4 weeks before the end of the actual regular season. I think maybe in this year we can make it 3 weeks instead of 4 weeks because of the shortened schedule for the season, and teams won't be as out of the playoff race or as locked into seeds as they would be with 10 fewer games. So they'll have to play their guys through a little bit longer at the end of the season. So I don't think there'll be quite as much longer term resting as we normally get all through April. It might only be the last 2 weeks of the season versus the last 3 weeks, which happens in regular NBA season. So that's where we're at the moment. Projections, they're going to be coming out as soon as I possibly can. After the NBA draft, I'm going to do an NBA draft recap show. Then we're going to move straight into free agency recaps, and then it's bang into all of those fantasy draft preparation podcasts, and then we get into a regular season on December the 22nd with all the usual shit that I put out there. Guys, if you have any questions, if you are on YouTube, drop it down in the comments below. Let me know what you want to know. Let me know what you'd like to see in terms of videos and podcasts. You can do that also over on Twitter and on Instagram at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. So hit me up. Tell me what you want to see. How pumped are you that the NBA is back? I'm pretty excited. I'm also absolutely dreading the fact that I'm going to be working as much as I am, but the content's going to be there. You're going to get 2.5 months worth of preseason draft prep content pushed into 3 weeks. Get ready for it. Prepare your orifices to receive me. It's going to happen. Guys, we are done here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.